This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. So welcome to Health Ranger Science. I've got a lab update for you on the pesticide testing results for off-the-shelf foods. It's been slightly delayed, but it's exciting. The reason why, as you'll hear in a second here, people have been asking me, hey, where's all the pesticide testing results that you were going to start putting out in 2018? Well, they're coming, but here's what actually delayed us a little bit, and here's why it's good news. Number one, we are the first lab in North America to have this new pesticide extraction instrument that processes 12 samples at once for extraction. Just to back up, the way you analyze pesticides is through liquid chromatography, mass spectrometry, or what's called LCMS. And in order to do this, you have to have a liquid. And you have to have pesticides in the liquid. So you can't just take, let's say, a pot brownie. You can't just take a pot brownie and stick it in the machine and say, tell me what pesticides are in the pot brownie. Unless you're totally high on pot, and then you could just say, it's whatever, man. No, you actually have to extract the pesticides from the pot brownie. Not that we have pot brownies in the lab. Trust me, we don't. We do have a lot of chocolate bars, though. But you have to extract pesticides from the pot brownie and turn it into a liquid. And then the liquid goes into the instrument. The instruments only test liquids. That's it. Even the ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis, it only tests liquids. You got to turn stuff into a liquid. And now when it comes to vegetables, let's say celery, you can't really turn celery into liquid. So what do? Well, you have to extract the pesticides in the celery using a liquid solvent. And typically in these methods, the solvents could be methanol, they could be acetonitrile, in some cases they might be hexane, might be DCM. There's a bunch of different solvents that you can use. And we use different solvents depending on, you know, the matrix, as it's called, or the food or soil samples or whatever. And we have different methods for different types of foods, oily food, you know, fatty foods versus just plain old fruits and vegetables and things like that, grains, you know. So there's a different method. This is all sort of the art behind the science. You have to know how to get good extractions from different types of foods. And there's a technique that's used by labs called catchers. And it's actually spelled a very weird way. I think it's spelled Q-U-E-C-H-E-R-S. It's very non-intuitive, but it means something like quick and cheap extraction process, or I forgot what the acronym actually means. It's called catchers with a Q. And catchers is the way that labs have been extracting pesticides from these foods for a very long time. And catchers requires you to shake the crap out of vials and then centrifuge vials and then add dispersive powders to the vials, add water, add magnesium sulfate, shake it again, put it in the centrifuge again, transfer it to another vial, add a polishing agent, shake it again, blah, blah, blah. It's a nightmare. And it involves human beings shaking vials at every step, which is frankly not something that I have a lot of faith in terms of repeatability. And so I don't like catchers, and I don't want my lab to have a bunch of people standing around shaking vials in the name of science. That's not my vision of a high throughput analytical laboratory for pesticide testing. So we became aware of this new instrument. And this new instrument bypasses all that and does the extraction for you. You put the food in this cylinder. It's an aluminum cylinder. And you choose the solvent. You have to set up the program and everything. And this system, it's a little robot, actually. And it grabs the vial and it puts it into a pressure chamber. And it heats it and it pressurizes it. And it pushes solvent through the vessel under pressure with heat. And it extracts your pesticides into a liquid. And it does it all automatically without any human intervention, which is very good in this case. I don't want humans involved in this process because they can make mistakes, you know, theoretically. Anything involving humans, sooner or later, somebody's going to screw it up, right? So this robot doing it is actually more in line with the repeatability that we need as an analytical lab that does pesticide analysis. So I love this thing. So we decided to go ahead and get this instrument and do the training on it and get the methods set up and validate this instrument before we start doing the 1,000+ off-the-shelf products. That's my goal, to test those in the year 2018 and to share all those results publicly. So there's been a slight delay, and that's the first part of the delay. So we're very close now to initiating this, but it means, by the way, that the results we previously published may be updated with new results, because this extraction method now is better than previous extraction methods. In other words, we may find pesticides now that we didn't find before because the extraction method is better. So we may have to update a few things. We'll see. We may not have to update. May not find any difference. I don't know. But if we do have to update it, we'll update it. We'll tell you why. Better extraction. All right. The second thing is we have a new interface for the ionization on the mass spec instrument. Now, I don't want to get too nerdy and technical on all this, but I'll just say it this way. The interface that we use now, it uses heated nitrogen gas to, well, I don't know what's the right term, to atomize and then ionize a spray, a mist of the liquid. You know how I said you got to have a liquid, so you extract the pesticides into a liquid. Well, in order to analyze that liquid, you have to sort of atomize it, not to its atoms, by the way, but like a water atomizer. You know, it's dispersing it into the air like a very fine mist nozzle, that kind of thing. Well, that's what this does. This interface creates a very fine mist, and the mist then gets carried into the mass spec system because of a charge, an electric charge, and it gets carried through lenses, and it gets carried into the detector and so on. There's a quadrupole in there that sorts out by mass to charge ratio and things like that. Point is that we now have a new improved interface, which gives us essentially an order of magnitude greater sensitivity. In other words, if before we could detect a pesticide at, let's say, 100 parts per billion, now we can detect that same pesticide down to 10 parts per billion. So we now have a new order of magnitude of sensitivity that we're going to apply to all the new samples. And we wanted to wait for that interface to get in. It's in. We're using it now. So that's online. The problem is it uses more nitrogen gas. And as we discovered, we can't run two different mass spec instruments at the same time, side by side, when one of them is using this interface, because it sucks all the nitrogen gas that the other instrument needs. And so we've had to start separating our runs, which is not good. We're getting a new, don't worry, we're going to solve this. We're getting a new, what's it called? I think it Parker makes it. It's a nitrogen gas membrane separator. It basically generates purified nitrogen gas from compressed air. And we're getting a new one of those to feed the other instrument. It just takes time to get all the specs and everything and the purity requirements. So anyway, that's coming. That's coming. But these kinds of things can delay you when you're trying to do really good rock solid science. The bottom line, if I were to summarize what I just shared with you, bottom line is, number one, we have a better extraction system that's going to have more complete extraction, so we won't miss very many things. It's not 100% extraction. Nothing is. There's no such thing as 100%. So we still might miss something, but it's better than the other way, the catcher's way. And it allows us to have higher throughput because it does 12 samples at a time, automated, in an automated fashion, without human intervention. And then secondly, we have this new interface, which gives us roughly an order of magnitude more sensitivity, which is also requiring us to change some of our injection volumes, by the way, because now some of the things we're injecting is too much analyte, and it's causing oversaturation of the detector in the mass spec instrument. So now we're having to sort of like reduce our injection volumes to something below 1 microliter. In order to not saturate the detector on the instrument. So it's interesting. We're learning a few things about how to get the best sensitivity without blowing out your detector. It's good science is hard. I'm telling you, good science is really hard. And that's why most labs don't do good science. They do crappy science, because crappy science to them, it's easy for them to do. Or they're fake science, like the crime labs in cities like Austin and Boston. They fake a lot of their crime lab stuff. They fake it, and they got caught faking it. And they had to shut down the lab in Austin, by the way, that the Austin police were using. There was a judge ordered the lab shut down because they were faking all their results. So, you know, all their fake science, I'm sure that's easy to do. It doesn't take any time at all for them to do their fake science. But for me to do real science, it's hard. It takes time, takes a ton of money, a lot of electricity, and real dedication to quality control. So I thank you for your patience. And I hope you appreciate the fact that I'm being very open with you about our timeline here and why it got delayed. We should be back on track here now with the best instrumentation possible to get this job done and share the results with you throughout 2018 and beyond. My goal, again, is 1,000 off-the-shelf foods tested for pesticides in the year 2018, before the end of the calendar year. That's my goal. So where can you see these results? Well, of course, stay tuned, naturalnews.com, and you'll see all that there. And, well, my lab website is cwclabs.com, if you're curious about that. And we're going to be releasing these results via Good Gopher. So goodgopher.com, sign up for a free inbox there, and you'll get the results emailed to you as they start to come out, which hopefully will be in just a few more weeks, as long as nothing goes wrong. Blow out a nitrogen generator or something. Anything can fail at any time in the lab, by the way. So timelines are kind of iffy, because anything can just crater in the lab and you have to start over. That's science for you, real science. All right, thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Be safe and stay informed.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing.
and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.